Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Tamar Jacoby back on the show. Tamar is a great member of our Brain Trust. 14 years she's been hanging out with us, president and CEO of Immigration Work. She's also an expert on workforce development, and we're going to talk about that and some immigration stuff with her today. Tamar, welcome back.
Great to be here, Jim. I wish you'd stop saying how many years it's been.
Well, but I got you right out of high school, so that makes a difference, doesn't it?
Yeah, but, well, yes, no.
Hey, Tamar, it's a tribute to your commitment to Main Street small businesses, and there's nothing bad will ever come from being devoted to small businesses, and you know that, and we appreciate how much you are.
Well, fair enough.
All right. So, Tamar, one of the big brouhahas that's been mounting in the last couple of years has been the 200 at least, maybe more, sanctuary cities in the country, and a handful of sanctuary states, most notoriously California, going toe to toe with the Trump administration, and other administrations before that, on becoming sanctuary cities for undocumented people, illegal aliens. And we all know that most people know the story about that. They've been keeping up with all that. And of course, a few months ago, we said, is this going to be a constitutional crisis? Because the federal government is in charge of national immigration. Now, recently, there have been some cities, including several in California, who were saying, wait a minute, we're not going along with our state. We're not going to be a sanctuary city. We like what the government is working on. What do you think about those places?
Yeah. So the thing about sanctuary cities is sanctuary cities is a big term that fits a polarized political debate, right?
Yeah.
Oh, the free man. They're sanctuary cities. They're breaking the law on immigration. The trouble is, it's a lot like most things, and you know that the angry political polarized political debate kind of skips over. It's more nuanced than that. It's not exactly black and white. Because some sanctuary cities, I agree, are you know, evil is not too bad a word, right? They are saying we will not cooperate at all. We don't care if these people were, you know, felons and serious criminals.
We'll warn people like Oakland's mayor did. We won't hold convicted felons for the federal people. We'll let them go before they get here.
Pick up. That's the biggest thing. When the Immigration Service wants to pick up a felon, will we hold them? And some cities and states are saying no. But then there's a lot of those 200 cities that all they're saying is we don't want the people in the hospital asking the nurses doctors and the people who admit people to the hospital asking about your immigration status. We don't want teachers asking about the kids' immigration status. We don't want, for the good of the immigrants, but also for the good of society, because if there's a lot of sick people not coming to the hospital, it's not good for the place. Then people are going to get sick. If people won't come to the local cops to report that their husbands are beating them up, it's not good.
Right.
You know, it ends up being and report other crimes, cooperate with the cops on other crimes. So some of those places have said, you know, have not gone the full 9 yards,
right,
the bad 9 yards. They've said, okay, we'll hand over the felons, but we won't let the people in the hospital.
We won't help you find people who are behaving themselves and contributing to society who just happen to be illegal. You know, there's another nuance to this, Tamar, that I've been thinking.
What you're seeing now is those nuances are coming more to the surface, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
So the state of California has gone all out. So so there's some places in California that have said, wait, we're on that spectrum, but we're not that far.
Right.
And that's, thank goodness, the nuances are surfacing. I mean, it was a crazy debate that ignored the nuances.
Right.
Because I think I understand the ones at the low end, you know, the ones at the kind of mild end of the spectrum. I think they've got something to their argument. Mm-hmm. The ones at the extreme end of the spectrum, I agree, are wrong.
Well, and there are other nuances too, like people who may be otherwise against sanctuary cities, who have illegals working for them, cleaning their houses, mowing their yards, and they actually kind of take care of those people. So they're what I call sanctuary families.
Well, and in some ways, we're all sanctuary citizens.
Yeah. So you're right. No, you make an excellent point. It's
food. We're all eating the food, and we're all.
It's not easy. It's not an easy thing to deal with. I realize that, but it's going to be worth watching the constitutional part for sure as it comes up in the next year or so. Quick break. Back with our good friend Tamar Jacoby. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.